It's Rams Overtime, an exclusive, in-depth look at the 2016 Bath-Heberling Rams football season, and a look ahead and preview to the 2017 campaign with Bath-Heberling Rams head football coach Wayne Carroll. Looking ahead to the 2017 season, what's the number one thing on the to-do list? What's the number one priority, the number one concern going into next year for you and your coaching staff?
You know, we're going to make a commitment to the offensive line. You know, this year we tried to make more of a commitment, but we had to play Brandon Clark, you know, on defense. We had to play Cup on defense. So we're going to really try to make an offensive line that can just do offensive line and just block so they're fresh, you know. And I really felt that the way we did our coaching as far as our running backs, you know, we didn't play our running backs on defense. And I really felt that down the road, you know, Kelmum, you know, Wellsville, Dansville, you know, that gave us a pop on the offense that I really liked, because when I watch tape, the kids that are fresh, they block better. You know, they fake better. You know, when they're tired, they don't block as well. They don't fake as well. Then, you know, they go through the motions. And when they're tired, they don't do a great job as a running back. So we tried to really rest those running backs and make a commitment to the offense. And I really think it helped our, you know, we got a lot out of our offense this year.
There's no doubt that Bath-Heberling is known for their great offensive lines, their physicality, their strength, and it's tough to recruit a great offensive line, to get four or five great, talented, big guys, big hog mollies, road graders on the offensive line, coach, because everybody wants to be quarterback. Everybody wants to be running back and wide receiver and score the touchdowns and get their names in the headlines or have stories written about them. You don't get that as much if you're an offensive lineman, as we talked about when we were going through the seniors. You know, it's hard to quantify what an offensive lineman does. They don't really have a lot of statistics attached with their position. You mentioned Connor Cup, and he's a great, versatile athlete, just like his older brother, Jacob Cup, was. He played on the defensive line this year for you when you needed him. 21 tackles, one sack, two fumble recovery. And he's been a big part of that offensive line the last 2 years. The big fella, though, the big Cup, one carry, 1 yard, one touchdown. You gave him the ball on the goal line this year. How did that come about? Did you lose a bet to him? Was that something you guys have been thinking about and game planning? And will we see more of that with Connor Cup?
Well, you know, it's very hard to find guys that want to play on the offensive line, you know, and we know that, you know. It's just like you said, that, you know, people want to, you know, score touchdowns. It's fun to score touchdowns. You know, it's not the funnest part of football to be an offensive lineman. It takes a certain type of kid to be an offensive lineman. We have got to find those kids that really take pride and push people around. We've got to find those kids that really want to work, lift a lot of weights and push people around and get a joy out of knowing that they're the guys that block for the running backs. You know, next year, I've already talked to Connor, and I told him he's going to be going to running back next year because, you know, I think that's a good move for our offense. You know, it'll make our offense block a little bit better on our backs. You know, we're always looking for a running back that can block. I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's a great thing to be, you know, and I always tell our running backs, you know, block for each other, you know, we'll win. You know, everybody likes to run the ball, but you really got to block for each other and care for each other out there. And moving him to the running back position next year, it's going to give our backfield a little more size, which will be good. And, you know, if people are tackling a back like, you know, Connor Cup or Connor DeDominick or Stephon Ordway, if they're tackling a guy like that for four quarters, sooner or later they're going to break a few tackles and it's going to wear people down. So that's going to be our attack for next year. And I don't care who knows it, that's what we're going to do.
Let's talk about some of the guys coming back next year and where some of your strength is and depth is going into the 2017 season. You're very deep in the offensive backfield. You talked about Connor Cup joining the backfield next year. You're led by Tyler Finch, 80 carries, 830 yards. That's an average of 10.3 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns. touchdowns, and he was hampered by a lingering hamstring issue and then an ankle issue at the end of the season. He did not play a full season at running back, and he still put up some really good numbers. Connor Dedomenic, 79 carries, 639 yards. That's an average of 8 yards per carry, 14 touchdowns. Stephon Ordway, 90 carries, 533 yards. That's an average of 5.9 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns. Kyle Rinker, 33 carries, 254 yards. That's an average of 7.69 yards per carry, 2 touchdowns. Brandon Finch got some carries back there as well, along with Trevor Boss and Liam Narby. So the future looks very bright in the offensive backfield. The secondary, which was much maligned early in the season, some of those youngsters got a lot of valuable playing time. You'll have Noah Hockaday back there again. Caleb Drake, Trevor Boss, Derek Ferguson, Brandon Finch. So you've got some defensive backs coming back. So that should maybe shore up the end of that black shirt defense. In your mind, Coach, where are some of the strengths of next year's team? Because you guys look like on paper, you're going to be a really good football team again, contending for a sectional title.
You know, we're excited. Let's not kid ourselves. You know, we're excited about next year. You know, we started 3 or 4 seniors on defense, so we got a lot of defensive guys coming back. Our secondary was young; they got some experience. Our running backs got a lot of game experience. But I really feel, you know, besides the fact that we have a good football team coming back, and like I said, I'll tell you right now, we're going to be a Final Four team in Class C right now, but we have got to work, you know. But I think our strength is our coaching staff. The guys that, you know, that I work with day in and day out, I mean, they really care about this football team. You know, I got Coach Dominic, you know, he's going to be, you know, looking to give that offense a little more pop. You got Coach Ford, who really is unbelievable. He has so much energy and brings the juice, and, you know, he gets a lot out of those kids. I got Nick Carroll coming back. You know, he's going to really pump up that defense and bring a lot of energy to practice, and, you know, he has great ideas. You know, so I got an unbelievable coaching staff. You know, I got Coach Walden, who's, you know, a great line coach. He's really helping out our line. You know, I got Coach Hockaday. You know, he's, you know, right there to help us out and do whatever he can to make our staff great. You know, and I got Coach Herrick, you know, who's outstanding and just gets things done in our football program. So, I mean, I look forward to coaching with these guys. And if it wasn't for these guys, I wouldn't even be a coach because I couldn't do it alone. But the way these guys work and the energy they bring, I just enjoy being around them. So that's what keeps me going.
Coach, 25 years ago, you moved to Bath. You saw potential in this school, in this community, in this football program that had no Section 5 championships, no Far West regional championships with their football program. 25 years later, you have 155 career victories at Bath Haverling, 176 overall. Bath is now tied for 8th most Section 5 championships in football. You're tied for 6th all-time with 7 Section 5 championships, one at Romulus. And Bath is 5th all-time with 4 Far West regional championships in Section 5 history. If I told you that way back in 1992 when you took over the job, would you have believed me? And your thoughts on the last 25 years, your silver anniversary at Bath Haverling?
I've really been blessed to interact with the people in Bath. It's amazing the people that I've come in contact with, and, you know, and on my staff. I mean, these guys are just, you know, a great staff. This is the staff that I really waited for my whole career. I really can say that I enjoy going to practice. You know, I really wanted to win one more for our seniors because, you know, we get an opportunity to work with this coaching staff, and they get an opportunity to work with these young men. It just really is, you know, and I'll get a lot of credit, but, you know, I really tried to surround myself with the best staff I could, and I got it. And I wish I could pay them for what they're worth, but I don't have that kind of cash.
I know you're not a numbers guy, and I know you don't like to talk about personal achievements and personal records, but you're at 176 right now, Coach. Only four coaches in the history of Section 5 have hit that magical 200-win plateau. You are 24 wins away at an average of 6 wins per season. That's only 4 more years. Have you put any thought into maybe trying to make it and hang in there till you can get into that exclusive 200 win club?
I don't know about hanging in that long, but definitely like to win a few more football games. Hoping we're going to be a decent football team again next year, and maybe get one or two more wins than we had this year.
Coach, you talk about the turf making the athletes faster and the program as a whole faster, but that's going to take time to take effect. Is next year's team on the turf going to be similar? You're going to run this double wing and be a physical, powerful, wear-you-down team this year? As we talked about, over 70% of your touchdowns offensively came inside the red zone. 83% of your offensive touchdowns were on the ground, and over 80% of your total offensive yardage was on the ground as well. Is next year's team, even though it's going to be on the turf, not be a throwing team, but a lineup, be physical, wear the opponent down, and 3.4 yards and keep the chains moving and just be more physical than your opponent in the running game?
We have to develop a quarterback, and if we can develop a quarterback, we'll throw the ball a little bit. But right now, we graduated our senior quarterback, and right now we have a couple running quarterbacks coming back, but we do not have a throwing quarterback yet. So right now we're going to be a running team next year. So 3.3, here we come.
And finally, any plans with the family in the off season? Anything you're going to do to try to recharge your batteries and unwind and relax a little bit over the off season before you fire up season number 31?
Well, a lot of people don't realize this right now, but we have family day. It's kind of unusual, not like most family days. Most family days, probably get a movie and, get some Kentucky Fried Chicken or something like that and sit down. But in our family, we have family day at the weight room. Probably don't realize that, but we all lift. We lift together. We all enjoy protein milkshakes, whey protein milkshakes after our workouts, and that's our good family time right now. So that's something we all have in common in the Carroll House. So we're all weightlifters, so we just go and hang out and work out, and that's how we get to be a closer family.
Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on your 25th season at Bath Haverling, your silver anniversary. Another great season. You and your coaching staff did a great job getting back to the Final Four in Class C. There was a lot of players you thought you were going to have on this year's team that you didn't, but you guys did a great job of putting in a system, putting in a game plan, and putting players in the right position to succeed. You were a much better team in Week 9 than you were in Week 1. You can definitely tell those youngsters, and this was certainly a very young football team, those youngsters had been coached up all season and had improved vastly by the end of the year. We want to thank you for everything you do to help our broadcast. Marty Cranmer and I are so thankful for the stats and the pack you give us about the pro day and the weight room days and the access you give us to come out to training camp to get the player intros and doing the coach's corner with us every week. You answer all of my questions, no matter how stupid they may be. You still answer them. We appreciate that so much. You make this job so much more fun, and you make our broadcast so much better. Thank you. Enjoy Mrs. Coach, that beautiful wife of yours, those great kids, and that grandson of yours. Enjoy the off season, and we'll crank this thing back up in late August, early September next year. Thanks, Coach.
Well, I just want to take the time to thank you for everything you do for these kids, everything you do for Bath football, and giving us a top-notch, first-class reporting job and radio show. It just... I can't believe. I hope you're making six figures there because you deserve it.
Well, I guess I do if you count all those zeros after the decimal point. I don't know why they put those in there. I guess to make me feel better. But I certainly will pass those sentiments along to the big bosses in the suits upstairs in the big corner offices. I never let an opportunity go by to pass along a compliment about me. You can count that. You can take that to the bank. That's as certain as when the Rams get in the red zone, they're going to score a touchdown. Coach, I'm sure we'll run into each other during the winter sports season, bump into each other at a basketball game or two. Enjoy the offseason. Happy holidays to you and yours from me and mine. Be good, be safe, Coach, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
There you go. Head coach Wayne Carroll. This has been Rams Overtime as part of the Rams Radio Network. Online at WVIMBath.com for any desktop and laptop computer with our free radio loyalty app for any mobile device, tablet, iPhone, smartphone. Just download the app and look up WVIN so you can stay in the know on the go. Don't be left out when you're out and about. And, of course, on 98.3 WVIN. This has been Rams Overtime.